birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Thank you so much. Well, yesterday in Columbus Circle, he was the man.
I'm speaking here today with the thoughts and the prayers and the blessings of all of the great lawyers that have Italian heritage. From Cicero to Charles Rapallo, who sat on the first Court of Appeals here in New York State, to Geraldine Ferraro, to Justice Scalia, Justice Alito, Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, and today's presiding judge on the highest court in New York State, Janet DeFiore. Great Italian-American lawyers and jurists. They have laid the foundation and the groundwork not only for all of us, but for the legal system, the civil legal system, and the criminal justice legal system. And if you want an example of this country and how wonderful it is, standing before us is Judge Mike Pesce, an immigrant from Bari, Italy, who came over here as a young boy, and he rose. His final position was the chief judge of the appellate term of Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. That's why America is so great.
All right. That was Arthur Idala leading the charge yesterday with a ton of people at the Columbus Day protest. And Arthur, welcome back to Thursdays. Always good to have you, sir. Very proud of your efforts yesterday. And, you know, it is important that when we are in such a cancelable era where everything that, you know, twitches its nose wrong suddenly needs to be expelled from all of history, I'm glad to see you standing up for Columbus and for the just honest appreciation of what he did, not just for the discovery of America, but really, as you said in your speech, for the way he kind of changed up agriculture and a lot of other things in this life. Anyway, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. And, you know, yesterday was a tremendous success. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm blowing smoke, but the media turnout was enormous. I mean, enormous. You know, I've done some major cases. I remember when I did Lawrence Taylor's arraignment, the media circus surrounding me. It was very similar to that. I mean, it was every outlet was there. We got tremendous coverage all over the airwaves last night on every platform. And interesting, of course, the New York Times didn't cover it. But... You know what was interesting, Mr. McCullough, was yesterday morning when my friends knew I was doing this, Mr. McCullough, my Irish friends, my Scottish friends were all like, please, Idala, go get him. Protect the Italian guy because the Irish are next, the English are next.
Oh, yeah.
Scottish
no,
are next.
It's... And, well, and that's the point, right? Like, if they can cancel Columbus, and you made this point in your speech, but I want to reiterate it for the people listening that maybe didn't hear you. You said at one point, look, Columbus may not have been a perfect person, but then again, no one who's ever lived in history has been. And as my good friend Dennis Prager says all the time, we don't seek to eliminate the rough edges of history. What we try to say is, hey, here's people that rose above the rough edges, the average, the everyday corruption and everything else that was in their lifetime to do extraordinary things. And that's why they should be celebrated, not because they walked on water. There was only one person that ever did that, but because they actually made a difference in the era where they were. And when it comes to North America and in many respects, agriculture and even what we eat in the fancy restaurants of New York City, had Christopher Columbus not lived, had he not done what he did, New York would not be what it is.
Absolutely, and you know, I've read a lot about Columbus, And, you know, I've learned so much. You know, we all think, oh, you know, he sailed across the ocean and, you know, look, he actually made a mistake. He was trying to get to Asia. He wound up in the Caribbean. Oh, that's cool. That is like, that's just the beginning of what he did.
Right.
And people need to wrap their brain around the fact that that in and of itself, and people may think this sounds like an exaggeration, but I've been supported by many people who I respect on this. Him sailing from Spain to the Caribbean was as an enormous feat and achievement as us going on the moon. And I know that says, oh, come on, that's an exaggeration. But if you think about 550 years ago and the technology and the, or the lack thereof of technology,
right,
the lack of maps, the lack of any kind of, the maps were inaccurate. But many people thought the Earth was flat and you could just fall right off into some abyss. So that was a tremendous achievement just getting there. But Italy didn't have tomatoes. You know, we think about, oh, you're Italian, you have pasta and pizza, and there were no tomatoes until Columbus brought them from the Caribbean back to the old world, which was Europe and Africa. And the new world didn't have cattle, didn't have pigs, didn't have horses until he brought them from the old world over to the new world. He really changed the way the world functioned. And I know you might get a little annoyed at me with this, Kevin, but
don't speak for me. I'm fascinated.
When I said yesterday, nobody is perfect. We're all flawed. No, I said every day that we an individual whose holiday we celebrate, every one of those people is flawed. And I said, maybe, I gave myself a little wiggle room, maybe even Jesus Christ may have been flawed in a certain way. And, you know, because if you look at Abraham Lincoln and you look at George Washington, and ready for this? Hold on, Kevin, I hope you're sitting down. Martin Luther King. All of these people were not perfect.
Right.
Maybe Mother Teresa in our lifetime was pretty close to perfect. But, you know, maybe Pope Francis is, again, Saint Pope Francis was did a pretty good job in the way he lived his life. But short of that, you know, let's not hold people liable for things that were normal 500 years ago that are not normal now. Let's not hold people accountable for things that were acceptable 50 years ago, like photographs of my son's grandmother in the hospital bed giving birth, smoking a cigarette in the hospital bed with the doctor right next to
me. No, that is so on point. In fact, my bride and I, towards the end of pandemic, we were re-binging Mad Men, and you know they've got pregnant women in there smoking and drinking, and you're like, wow, what a different era that stage was. But you know, to your point, we are responsible for what we know when we know it, and the time period in which we live. And to Dennis Prager's point that I was saying earlier, you know, we all lived in eras that were imperfect. They were as imperfect as the people that lived during those eras. And we've all made drastic mistakes in our lives. That what history is written by are people that, to some degree, elevate above those average things and do things that are extraordinary. And on that level, certainly Christopher Columbus was a notable historic figure that is worthy of at least us saying, hey, thank you for finding the new world and showing us that it was here, and all of us living these great lives now because it happened. I mean, there's just no reason that you know we have to take his day off the calendar, especially with the city council not consulting anybody and no voters weighing in and just saying, well, this is the way it's going to be.
Right, the Department of Education. Imagine this. Let's be realistic, Kevin. That's what I love about your radio, your show, and your station. Let's speak the truth. Can you imagine if last week the new calendar came out, and if instead of it saying Martin Luther King Day, it said African American Day / Polish American Day?
There would be the equivalent of George Floyd style riots going down in our biggest cities.
There would be pandemonium and chaos, and you know what? Rightly so. rightly so. No one being consulted. Some bureaucrat who's putting together a calendar decides, Martin Luther King, what? There were some claims he plagiarized. We heard he did some other bad things. Let's just wipe him out. The Polish people did a lot of things for America. Let's throw them in there. We'll throw them in there without asking anyone, without taking a vote.
Are there... Hold on, we got a full hour. We're coming back, Legal Night, Radio Night Live. Don't go away. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable, and I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This Friday, fall in love with Finding You.
What brings you to Ireland, Finley Sinclair?
I'm looking for something real.
Critics are calling it a total delight.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Well, I'm excited.
And the best romantic comedy in years.
I can't wait to see it all.
If you like Notting Hill, you'll love Finding You.
It's amazing.
Finally something we can agree on.
Finding You, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday, only in theaters.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Ben Shapiro explains social media's First Amendment violations.
So January 6th happened, and Donald Trump tweets out a bunch of stuff and puts out a bunch of Facebook posts. None of them explicitly violate Facebook's rules. But Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they all decided in coordination, we're going to take Trump off the internet. Right, which is deeply dangerous. He was the sitting president of the United States. And if you're a conservative, you're thinking, okay, if they can do that to the president of the United States, they can certainly do that to me.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
AM 970. The Answer.
Of all the boys, 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 boys,
and now,
boys,
back to boys, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
I'm very fortunate because I grew up in a household where Italian-American pride, and in particularly Sicilian-American pride, was highlighted. And if you think I'm fibbing, when we moved into our little small house in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and I walked into my brand new room, my father had decided to paint it one-third green, one-third white, and one-third room, with a huge map of Sicily on the wall.
That's the coolest. And that's Arthur Idala in Columbus Circle yesterday from the big event in which they were protesting the actions taken by the Department of Education in New York City. And we're glad to have you with us at Radio Night Live. Our phone number is alive and open, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. And Arthur is back with us. Arthur, and again, congrats on that big success yesterday.
Let's move quick, Kev. That actually is true, and it's true to this day. My bedroom growing up was one-third green, one-third white, and one-third red. And there was and still is a huge map of Sicily. And thank God that, you know, my parents instilled the culture that, you know, their grandparents, where their grandparents came from to escape, you know, hunger and poverty. And thank God those people did, because it made our lives that much better.
Right.
You know, the bottom line is, we just shouldn't forget that, number one, and we shouldn't be trying to rewrite history, number two. Period. Amen. End of story.
Well, and I agree with you on all of that. We are going to shift in the conversation, but friends, if you want to comment on anything that Arthur has had to say, 877-970-2999. Let's move to the top story of the day today, Arthur, and get back into the legal arena. The CDC late in the afternoon came out and said, okay, if you've been fully vaccinated, indoors, outdoors, no social distancing required, masks are a thing of the past, and we're good to go. And half the country went, oh, really? That's going to be allowed now? And the other half was like, it's about time. Like, we've known this for a while. But this has brought up a lot in my mind, because there's been several discussions I've had with a lot of people, and I'm not a lawyer, and I don't make any bones about that. You are. You're the smart guy here. But from the very beginning, Arthur, a lot of these states followed some of the stuff from the CDC, as convoluted and, to be honest, as confusing as it was at times. They were against masks and they were for masks. And, you know, will we need absolute herd immunity, 90-95% vaccination in order to get there? Or is 60% with post-infection antibodies that are out there going to work? All that stuff. That's what I've asked Nicole Sapphire on Medical Nights. But from a legal perspective, you had a pastor that was arrested in Canada over the weekend. He dragged from his car on his way home from church because he held services. You've had churches that have been very hesitant to, you know, allow people to worship without masks in the tri-state area. You've had literally dozens, if not hundreds, thousands of businesses that have had to shutter for periods of time, some of which have never been able to reopen. And as I was walking around Midtown yesterday, sadly, I'm realizing some of my favorites are not going to reopen. And some of them are institutions here in New York City. So I guess we've covered the medical side of this pretty hard on this show. But the legal ramifications of what COVID-19 and the pandemic did to us, in your estimation, did people abuse the law? Did bureaucrats abuse the law to keep people locked down, shut down longer than necessary? Did we have to go as far as we did? And did we have to use as much muscle in terms of the law as was applied? And I'll let you just kind of take it from there.
Well, I wouldn't use the word abuse. You know, did they enforce the law longer than they needed to? Well, you know, maybe when we die and there's a crystal ball or whatever, or there's a computer that you look at and look back and see what we did right and what we did wrong in the world, we'll find out. But, you know, as a lawyer, right, we live in a very litigious society. Everyone is suing everyone. So,
right.
Truth be told, I'm in the middle of doing a lot of legal research, and I have the clients of seeing what legal actions can be taken regarding the nursing homes and everyone who died there, right? And did someone make a decision that was so negligent, that was so reckless, that it rises to the level of either criminality or, at the very least, rises to the level of financial responsibility? So someone should have to pay the price. So let's face it, Kevin, we live in a CYA society. Let's
right.
say cover your backside society. So with politicians or people, whoever it is who's in charge, being extra cautious What do? They're shielding themselves from liability. And I remember years ago how upset I was when I heard kids have to wear helmets when they ride their bicycles or their parents could get in trouble. Now, what is that all about? If my kid is 10 years old and he's a great kid and he wants to, you know, he's a very talented and athletic kid, he wants to ride a bicycle, and a cop sees him without a helmet, technically in New York, the cop could say, where's your father, and write me a ticket for my son to having a helmet on. What's that all about? Liability, medical costs, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, think about what you and I were allowed to do when we were kids that you could never even dream about doing now because of people worried about being sued. And I think that it would be naive to say that didn't play a role in it, that they were protecting themselves from any legal ramifications. If people got sick because of their policies, if people died because of their policies. So they erred on the side of being extra cautious. And, you know, I mean, look, if you really listen to a lot of Governor Cuomo's media appearances, he's like, look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, you know, you can't undo death. And if people die, I can't reverse that. So that's looking at it in the light most favorable. I don't think it was in Cuomo or de Blasio or Murphy in New Jersey's best interest to shut down all the businesses. It gives them more headaches because now the economy is in a free fall. They got to figure out how to make the money up. You know, luckily Biden gave them a bunch of money, which our kids and grandkids will pay the price for. But that's a conversation when you have an economist on.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't know where they were coming from, except I will tell you most people that I deal with now are overly cautious. They're overly covering their butt. They don't take any risks. I would imagine insurance companies have done very well over the last couple of decades because people have insurance that gave birth to insurance because they're so worried about getting sued for something. And, you know, only time will tell, and maybe 50 years from now when they're writing the history books, when you and I are rolling around in wheelchairs somewhere, Kevin, you know, will some historians decide the right thing was done or wasn't done. But I have no problem telling you, walking around Midtown today, that thing came on my phone that, you know, the CDC says you don't can't wear, you know, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask inside or outside. And I was walking by a bar, and I could see Biden was, I could think, making a speech, and the chyron underneath said, if no masks, I ripped that thing off of my face in a millisecond.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then I had to walk back into my office. I looked at the security guard, and I was like, Mario, you know, what's the story? Are you guys going to make a switch? He goes, I have no idea. This is all breaking right now. He's like, do whatever you want. So, you know, look, it's been a year and change. We got through. I mean, some people didn't get through, and my heart breaks for them. You know, I mean, and younger people, too. When I say younger, people in their 40s and 50s and, you know, who had kids and stuff like that. So, you know, you can't minimize, you know, those who lost people. And if you extrapolate it out, you know, millions of people were affected by this.
Right.
When one person dies, it affects maybe 100 people. So, you know, I don't know legally. I can tell you that de Blasio has said he's not going to enforce vaccinations. He's not going to tell kids you have to get vaccinated to go to school. Now, could he do it? I think he can.
Yeah, but
you can't start school without the measles vaccination, the mumps vaccination, the chickenpox vaccination, the polio vaccination. So
but
why,
there is,
you know,
a certain degree. There is a certain degree of the FDA approval of those vaccinations that have been vetted for longer than where we're at with COVID. And I'm not anti-vaccination. I think that Warp Speed did its job. But we also know that kids are mostly not impacted by the virus the same way as adults from the science side. Anyway, more discussion on all this. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have 65 degrees. We have generally clear skies, a few clouds out there. It's a Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's bill aimed at preventing sexual assault in the military is drawing bipartisan support. The New York Democrat told NBC News they now have 61 co-sponsors to put the bill over the filibuster threshold. Gillibrand explained she's been working to address military reform since 2013, and this vindicates years of work to secure justice for military survivors. The measure would move cases out of the military chain of command to trained military prosecutors. The CDC says masks are no longer needed to be worn indoors for people who are fully vaccinated. There's no word as of yet from Governor Cuomo or Governor Ned Lamont as to what they might do with regards to indoor masks. Meanwhile, tri-state officials will begin vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds starting tomorrow using the Pfizer shot. And the New York Yankees say that shortstop Gleyber Torres has tested positive for COVID-19. Torres was held out of last night's game as a precaution, given seven coaches and staff members had tested positive, and his results were pending. Taking a look at the traffic in New Jersey, you want to avoid the interchange of Route 20, 21, and 46 in Clifton. It is a complete mess on 20 southbound. A garbage truck, the load from that truck caught fire, dumped onto the road right at the merge of 20, 21, and 46. So we're seeing delays on 20 south in the 46, 21 north in the 46, and 46 both ways coming into the area of Route 21. Taking a look at your forecast, partly cloudy skies this evening, then clear skies overnight, low 52. Sunshine tomorrow as we wrap up another business week, high 72. Looks like a really nice weekend on the way. Sunny skies on Saturday, a stray shower possible, high of 73. Partly sunny on Sunday, again the risk of an afternoon shower, high of 74. Then sunshine for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Our phone number, by the way, wide open, 877-970-2999. If you want to jump into the conversation with Arthur Idala and Kevin McCullough on Legal Night, we're glad to chat with you on just about anything. We're talking about the new CDC guidance and what that really means. We're also talking about a number of any other things related to the legal world. One of the big stories this week, Mr. Idala, is that you have a client that's fairly well known, and I don't know to what degree you're able to talk about the fact that the former mayor has brought you on board. But what are we looking at here in terms of what's being done? You know, the mayor's being at least investigated or accused of, versus his options are.
Well, it's no secret that Mayor Giuliani's house was kind of invaded, let's say, at 6:30 in the morning a couple of weeks ago. based on a search warrant signed by a judge. So in and of itself, why that's not typical is this is a case where Mr. Giuliani and his primary attorney, Mr. Costello, Robert Costello, who's a seasoned veteran of the federal courthouse, had been in constant contact with the prosecutors and made it very clear, if you guys want anything, if you guys need anything, if you want us to answer any questions, we're here. Here's my phone number. Here's my cell number. Here's my email address. You can fly planes over my head and skywrite. Like, whatever you need to get in touch with me, just get in touch with me and we'll fully cooperate. And, I mean, Kevin, just the way it works is that's typically what happens. And if they really want something, they'll hand the lawyer a subpoena. If they hear the subpoena, we want these records, we want those records, we want a copy of your emails from this, that, and the other thing. And somebody like Robert Costello, who's, again, a former United States attorney, he was the deputy bureau chief of the criminal unit of the Southern District of New York, and Rudy Giuliani, who besides being the mayor, besides being the U.S. attorney, was the deputy attorney general. He was the third highest ranking member of the Department of Justice. They're going to comply. You give them a subpoena, they're law-abiding men, they're going to just turn over whatever it is that had been requested. But they didn't do that. They defied their own handbook that tells the U.S. attorneys in the Southern District that they should use, when they need evidence that's in possession of someone they may be investigating, they should use the least intrusive measure to obtain that information. So the least intrusive measure by far here is a subpoena. Well, they didn't do that. Well, the least intrusive measure is just asking. We want Mr. Giuliani's cell phone. Could you have it to our office, tomorrow morning or this afternoon? Sure. Okay, you don't want to do that? You give a subpoena. We'd like it tomorrow or the day after. Sure. They didn't do that. They went to a judge and said, Judge, we think that there's evidence that there may be evidence of criminality on his cell phone or on his electronic devices. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Mr. Giuliani's criminality. It could be evidence regarding someone who's a target of their investigation that's not Mr. Giuliani, and that's what I truly hope is the case here. But they didn't, Kevin, they just didn't do it the right way. They did it the hard way. They did it the wrong way. And this is not about Rudy Giuliani. This is about every single American being invaded by the government.
Right. So I guess
unlawful searches and seizures, that's the one of the foundations of the United States of America, is that the government can't just push their way into your house.
Right. Which is what they appear to have done. But let me ask you this, Arthur, because I have to think that in the political day in which we live, and politics is more the arena that I'm familiar with, There's always a strategy or a plan as to why they take the actions the way they take the actions. So is there any indication as to why this particular method, for when it's so unusual and so out of the ordinary and so out of the propriety in terms of something that they should have done, as to what gainful advantage they would have in trying to do it this way?
Well, there is paperwork that will be unsealed, I believe, by the end of the day tomorrow, submitted by us. And hypothetically, the question you just asked may be a question that Mr. Giuliani's legal team is asking the judge for an answer to.
There you go. See, I always think you got to trace the motives as to what's going on. And if they're not following the rules on somebody who would willfully comply with the rules, something tells me that there's just something not right about their motives in why they did it. But that's just, normal, everyday, bumblekin Kevin McCullough.
Kevin, let's face it. Let's be blunt. If Rudy Giuliani was not Donald Trump's lawyer, this wouldn't even be happening.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. During pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later. Slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. Food scarcity has become actually a critical need in places like Guatemala and Central and South America and Haiti. These are all places, fortunately, that our friends at Food for the Poor are working in. And we have the ability to rush them very life-saving food for the very moderate price of just $37 per child. $37 will rescue a child for the next 6 months and make sure that he eats multiple times a day, every single day for the next 6 months. Would you help us accomplish just that? $37 a day. Could you help five kids right now for less than $180? You can make that happen. We have joined with Food for the Poor to help feed hungry children in Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and other parts of the Caribbean and Central and South America because they need our help. Would you call right now? 855-919-4673. And because of the great damage that was done to this region of the world, as food that was already largely insecure has become almost impossible to find. 855-919-4673 or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher believes some don't want to get back to normal.
If we let the Democrats go down this path of all these mandates and forcing people to get the vaccine, they'll have complete control forever. The Democrats don't want COVID to ever go away. They think this is going to be their way of government dependence forever.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called proton therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit ProCure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, TheAnswer.com.
Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
All right, some breaking news as we head into the last couple of segments here on Radio Night Live tonight. Arthur Idala, our expert on Thursdays, talking about all things legal. And Arthur, all I had to do was kind of breathe this idea at the beginning of the show, and lo and behold, boom, here it is. Pandemic-weary New Yorkers getting their hopes deflated Thursday night because Governor Andrew Cuomo said he's not ready to ease the state's mask mandate, even though the feds gave the green light for vaccinated Americans to finally show their faces and gather indoors again. This is all according to the New York Post. In a late afternoon statement, Cuomo said he and the health commissioner, Howard Zucker, had yet to decide if New York will adopt announced guidelines from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He said, in New York, we have always relied on the facts and the science to guide us through the worst of this pandemic. Some would argue that. And in our successful reopening, he says, we've received the newly revised guidance from the CDC regarding mask wearing and social distancing for those with vaccinations and are reviewing them in consultation. A sign of mask requirements is seen at a movie theater in New York. And there's a picture there, of course, that. And I said earlier, I think private businesses are going to have the right to request mask wearing kind of regardless, as long as they want to. You can pretty much operate your business that way. But Arthur, I think that this is a if he delays this, if he goes another day or two, nay, even a week or 2 weeks, God forbid, and he doesn't get on board with the rest of this, I think he's going to have all-out mutiny declared in the Empire State, because people are tired of this. They know that they're getting vaccinated. We've got 60% of adults across the country that have had at least one of the shots. There's no need for this anymore.
Right. Well, you know, that same New York Post, that I was looking at the same thing. If you looked at the article right next to it, Gleyber Torres, the Yankee superstar, just tested positive for COVID-19. And now he's sidelined and the whole team's got to get tested and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not like it's disappeared. But what has happened is the people who have gotten vaccinated, my understanding, and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law are two emergency room doctors in New York City. People who do get it after being double vaxxed, they get sick, but, like, you know, they get a bad cold kind of sick. Not,
right.
You know, no hospitalization, no intubation. And, look, there's a lot of big difference between asking someone to wear a mask and shutting down businesses and saying, you know, you can't sit at the bar and you can't have, you know, only have to have 25% occupancy, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we all want to take the mask off. I told you earlier, you know, as soon as I saw that thing, I took the mask right off of my face. I was outside. But, you know, it's more important that the restaurants can open, the movie theaters can open, Broadway can open, and, you know, and really get the economy flowing and get the money flowing. I thought it was interesting that President Trump was on the radio today, and he, you know, he said that he believes everyone should get vaccinated, even 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, he believes should get vaccinated. He said everyone's got their right not to if they choose not to, but, you know, he would recommend it. So hopefully that moves a segment of the population who was on the fence about whether to get it or not to get it. So at this point, look, Kevin, I know you're a very powerful radio broadcaster, but I don't think you and I are going to convince Governor Cuomo whether to lift the mask mandate or not. But let's face it, the end is near. As Frank Sinatra said, is now the end is near. And so I face, and the masks face their final curtain. So it's, I was talking to one of my law partners today, because we have a bunch of masks that say my law firm's name, Idala Bertuna and Kamen's on them. I was like, well, I guess those are all going to go to waste. And he's like, we're not getting rid of these masks so fast. You know, to go into certain stores that you just said, probably to go into movie theaters. I read on the Broadway website, I believe they're going to make you wear a mask sitting there for a Broadway show, I believe.
Currently, they're going to have to if they want, yeah, if they want maximum occupancy. And the thing, and I only know this from my discussion with Christine on Friday nights, but if Broadway can't survive on anything less than 75% occupancy, and they really can't survive. I mean, that's just barely eking it out. They really need to be more in the 90 to 100% occupancy for every show all the time.
Even I know that. That's correct.
So then what that means is they're going to have to figure out a way to get people side by side in there, because anything less than that's not going to be helpful. They're not even going to be above water. So there's still maybe places where you're going to have to wear them for sure.
Airplanes. What about airplanes and traveling?
Well, how inconsistent are they now in terms of the social distancing on airplanes? You go to the airport and they make you sit 6 seats away from each other, or 3 seats away from each other, whatever 6 feet is, in the waiting areas. But then when you get on this tiny little tube with a very rudimentary, air filtration system in it that you're trapped on for 6 hours, you're shoulder to shoulder. Yeah, you're supposed to have your mask on, but, I mean, that doesn't even happen the full time. I mean,
well, there's a lot of inconsistency, and there has been throughout. And, you know, I always look at the glass half full, Kevin. And, you know, I think most people are coming from the right place, and they're doing the best they can with what they have. But, again, I mentioned I have my sister and brother-in-law who are two emergency room doctors I have the utmost respect for. And the words I've heard out of their mouths the most over the last year and a half is, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. You know, there's just a lot of question marks that, you know, just are still unanswered about this disease.
I think one of the things we have to do with what we do know now, because we do know a lot more now than we did a year ago, is at least get the kids, you know, free of the masks to the degree that that they can be freed, especially in school. I know I've heard from so many about the problems, the mental health challenges that kids are now facing, unparalleled, you know, percentages of kids now dealing with some sort of mental crises of various types, and also ones that have to have like speech therapy and other things where they need to be able to see the mouth working properly in order to do it. My baby daughter takes some speech. You know, we need to have the ability to do that, and we know that the kids don't pass it on. They're mostly mostly asymptomatic, and they don't really even have symptoms a lot of times when they do end up getting it. We can at least say for the kids, because we're the only westernized country that are masking our 2-year-olds and kicking people off planes because the 2-year-old.
Believe me,
is
I
not
have
masked.
A 4-year-old. He's going to school wearing a mask. I mean, you know, the thing with him is that, you know, these kids are like, apparently they you're right. Everything you just said is accurate, except they then come home and, God forbid, give it to grandma and grandpa. But the thing now is grandma and grandpa are doubly vaxxed.
Yeah,
so
hopefully,
you know,
hopefully
they're,
and prayerfully.
They should be.
All right, when correct. We come back, final segment, Arthur Idala's got some Esquire etiquette for us tonight. Don't go anywhere. Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness, to professional development, to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Attention AM 970 fans, join us in Atlantic City to support our local community June 27th through 30th. It's the 6th annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. They're committed to reinforcing the mutual respect, goodwill, and relations between law enforcement and their communities. Sign up at leaddrugs.org now. That's LEADRUGS.ORG. Sign up for the 6th annual LEAD Conference today.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Timothy Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Martin Luther Middle and High School. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Larry Elder is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, not only did Andrew Cuomo have some news-making words in the last little bit, the president added to some as well. The rule now is simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours, President Joe Biden. That seems a little anti-constitutional in my, just to my ears. Let's ask the attorney. Arthur, that's kind of harshly worded, isn't it?
Suggestion, not a law. So, that kind of changes things a little bit. But, you know, Kevin, you brought up in the last segment, you know, kids. I just want to give a shout out to my son, Luca, who's 14 years old, and he's a freshman at the Lowell School in Queens. And, you know, it's been a rough year. You know, your first year in high school, and he goes to school 2 days a week live, Tuesdays and Thursdays, wearing a mask the whole time. You know, I asked him, oh, Luca, did you hang out with your buddies on Tuesday? Well, kind of. You know, we're all wearing masks, and we're sitting three desks apart. So, you know, there's no basketball, there's no football, but yet he's done it, and he's sat in front of that computer, and he'll do it again tomorrow, his remote learning. And it's, you know, you talked about kids having mental health issues because of this. I'm very proud of my son that he's very strong, and he's gotten through this, and he's got about a 93 average. And, he deserves a shout-out from his dad on this this almost 1 month till the end of school, and to all the kids out there who have worked so hard to get through this year. And you did see the head of the UFT, Randy Weingarten, who's not exactly a conservative, said that she wants every kid to go back to school full time in September. Yeah. So at least we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, on that level, I think we all agree. Good stuff. Any wisdom, tips, advice you have for us tonight, Mr. Arthur?
Here's my little Esquire etiquette. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Because I'm living right now with my newest client. Just remember, everything you put on your cell phone, everything you put on your laptop, everything you put on your iPad, and then you want to, you know, as you should, because you don't want to lose it, you back it up into that iCloud. Now Apple has it, or Google has it, and if you're under some sort of suspicion, they sign that subpoena to Apple, they sign that subpoena to Google, whether it's the local prosecutor's office or a federal prosecutor's office, and now they have everything that you've watched, everything that you've listened to, everything that you've written, and even if you delete it on your phone, they keep archived records of what was there and then what you did delete. So don't write anything, don't say anything. Watch what you put in those text messages, because it can and will be used against you if, on that rare occasion, you're doing something that you should not be doing.
Yeah, well, and let's just aim for not doing those things too. Although we would keep some people like you, Arthur, from being able to make a living if we were totally walking the straight
line. I'll do house closings. We're all right with that.
Okay.
I'll set up new businesses like Platinum
good.
In Freehold, New Jersey.
All right, and there he goes, friends. That's another legal edition of Radio Night Live. Tomorrow night, we talk fun food on Friday. Christine Nicholas will be here. Don't miss it.